you know, to get to the Mets just for a second here. This is now for the New York Mets, for me, this is the season coming up. The New York Mets, literally, this is coming up now, starting tomorrow, starting later today at 7 o'clock against San Francisco. And it's funny, too, because San Francisco is where it all started. The Mets had that terrible first five games. They win that, as you know, it's being called rock bottom there in the second game of that doubleheader against Detroit. And they're a couple of, they're an out away, I believe, right? An out or an inning. It was in the ninth, I think. An out or an inning away from losing the first six games and being swept in the opening homestand. And Gary Cohen calling it rock bottom. Nobody in the building for that second doubleheader. And Alonso hits that home run. Taylor comes through. They win that game. And then they went on a roll. They beat Cincinnati. They win that first game, come from behind fashion against Atlanta and take that series. And they won a handful of series in a row. They go into L.A. to start a West Coast trip and win the first two games against L.A. And then really that San Francisco series, they lost. And then since then, it's been downhill. And it's gotten worse, but it's been downhill. And they had the 1-2 game series against St. Louis, but ultimately they've been losing. And it started with San Francisco. And right now, for me, this is the longest homestand of the year. They have a 10-game homestand, 3 against the San Francisco, 3 against the Dodgers, and 4 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This 10-game stretch, because if you look at where the Mets are right now, and let's pull up the standings. The Mets right now, and it's the first time we're allowed to look at the standings, right? It's Memorial Day. I know it's on Monday, but it's Memorial Day weekend. Cut me some slack. The Mets right now are in fourth place behind the Washington Nationals. They have a record of 21-28. They are 7 games under 500. They've lost 3 in a row after being swept by Cleveland. And right now, if Lindor doesn't step up, if Alonso doesn't have a big homestand, if they don't figure out a way to at least have a 500 homestand, they have to go 5-5. And that's just to not end their season. Obviously, that puts them in no position of gaining ground. But you cannot leave this 10-game homestand, the biggest homestand of the year, as you head into June, and last year is where you lost your season, was in June. You cannot win the pennant in April and May, but you can lose it. And right now, the Mets are 7 games under 500. And against the San Francisco Giants, who they've already lost the series to, it's against the Dodgers, who they won last time, but the Dodgers look and feel like a completely different team lately. And to the last caller's point, Otani is absolutely killing it. And the struggling, defending National League champ Arizona Diamondbacks for a 4-game set. If you come out any worse, if you get through 10 home games, if you knock off 10 games off the schedule, 10 home games off the schedule, as you head into June, and you are 10, 11, 12 games under 500, you can kiss this season goodbye. You can kiss this season goodbye. Now, we won't call them dead, and you'll play through it. And hey, who knows? You might even get hot for a stretch. It won't be officially dead, but I promise you, it will be dead. And you will be looking like one of the previous callers called earlier. You are going to be focused on the deadline. You are going to be focused on what you can get for Pete Alonso. You are going to be focused on breaking down this team and rebuilding it in the vision of David Stearns. And you are going to be focused on Juan Soto and the free agent pitchers and spending money and your prospects who you will probably call up at some point. Like, this is the season. If the Mets are going to contend, if Lindor is going to impact this team, because we can talk all we want about Lindor eventually finishing the year or have, when we look up at the end of the season, Lindor will have a typical Lindor season. Right? That's what we've all said. It doesn't matter if he doesn't impact the team when they need it the most. And this is it. A 10-game homestand at the end of May, the beginning of June. This can mark your season. If you have a great homestand, away you go. If you have a miserable homestand, kiss it goodbye. This is the biggest time of year. This is the biggest moment in the Mets season. And I don't know how they're going to react, because I talk about strengths and weaknesses. For me, it's the bullpen. You've got Christian Scott on the mound tonight. You got Hicks Severino in the second game and Webb and Manaea. And we talked about strengths and weaknesses. You know how big I am on it. That's why the Mets are a struggling team for me, because their perceived strength is their lineup. We knew, or at least we felt, the rotation was going to be a weakness, especially without Senga, who's still dealing with, you know, now tricep inflammation, and we'll see when he throws again. But this lineup was supposed to carry them through. You knew the bullpen was probably going to be a strength. You thought you were going to have the best closer in baseball, and yet he's already out of the closer's position. So if you think about it, when I talk about the Yankees, their strengths are their strengths, and their perceived weakness has been their biggest strength. That's why they are where they are with the best record in the American League. The Mets, their strength was supposed to be their offense. It's their biggest weakness. Their strength was supposed to be their closer position in an overall good bullpen. And while the bullpen overall has been okay, your closer position is completely in flux. Diaz has, you know, been taken out of the position, seems to be going through it mentally and confidence issues. And your perceived weakness, the rotation, has been the best unit. The Mets are ass backwards. And it started against, it's the swoon, or whatever you want to call it, the poor play, started against San Francisco, and now they have an opportunity against San Francisco tonight in the longest homestand of the year to try and change what this season has become. But I'll tell you right now, if this continues, if this offense continues, and, you know, for me, we talked about it yesterday, Vientos is your starting third baseman. That's it. You've got to create, as you're waiting for Alvarez, you have got to create some excitement and enthusiasm. Give the crowd something to be excited about. They're going to be ready for Vientos at bats. You got to give the team a spark here. He's hitting. He has, you know, home runs and doubles. He's already got one less extra base hit than Beatty has all year. You've got to put him in there and play him every single day. Every single day of this homestand. You got to get a spark. This offense has to wake up. And this is a huge series for me for Lindor. Because when you're the leader of the team, when you talk about, when asked about what what you miss most about being in Cleveland, and your answer is winning, you have to... You can't be the reason for the losing. Now, over the course of his career here, he hasn't been. But right now he's hitting just about 200. He's been awful. And I do expect him to get hot, but it's got to be now when the season's on the line. Last year was kind of the same thing. He got hot in July. He got hot at the end of June. When they were going through their June swoon, when they were losing all those games, when they were getting beat by the Pirates and throwing the ball around last year, as I'm watching Pirate highlights now, when they needed him most, he was nowhere to be found, and they desperately need him now. They need him, they need Alonso, they need, you know, J.D. Martinez, they need this offense to awaken. They need, and I'll give it to him, because I specifically called out Jeff McNeil, and in the area of trying to drive the baseball. Not even failing at driving the baseball, I accused him of not trying to drive the baseball. And I'm not sure if he heard me, but he's got two home runs in back-to-back games, and he hit one off the wall as well, and he's actually driven the baseball as good as he has all year over the last two games. They need McNeil to show up. They need this offense to be there. Because you know what? Scott, coming off a bad performance, I think has good stuff, and I expect him to bounce back. Severino's having a damn good year. Manaea is throwing the ball well, besides having a couple games where he walks the ballpark. He's always seemed to make the pitch when he needs to make the pitch, and you trust the bullpen for the, you know, although Reed Garrett hasn't been as good, and Ottavino's had some moments in the last couple of games. You've had relievers breaking stuff in the dugout, for the most part, I trust the bullpen besides the closer position. You trust the rotation. This offense needs to wake up, and now is the time. It's no longer early. I understand, Met fans, you understand this, but it is now Memorial Day, and this is the longest homestand of the year. And you cannot start this, you cannot end May and start June with a losing 10-game homestand and fall further behind for under 500 than the 8 games you are now. It can't happen. This is an enormous stretch for the Mets. 7 games under 500. I knew I got that wrong. You can't be the reason for the losing. Now, over the course of his career here, he hasn't been. But right now he's hitting just about 200. He's been awful. And I do expect him to get hot, but it's got to be now when the season's on the line. Last year was kind of the same thing. He got hot in July. He got hot at the end of June. When they were going through their June swoon, when they were losing all those games, when they were getting beat by the Pirates and throwing the ball around last year, as I'm watching Pirate highlights now, when they needed him most, he was nowhere to be found, and they desperately need him now. They need him. They need Alonso. They need, you know, J.D. Martinez. They need this offense to awaken. They need, and I'll give it to him, because I specifically called out Jeff McNeil and in the area of trying to drive the baseball. Not even failing at driving the baseball. I accused him of not trying to drive the baseball. And I'm not sure if he heard me, but he's got 2 home runs in back-to-back games, and he hit one off the wall as well, and he's actually driven the baseball as good as he has all year over the last 2 games. They need McNeil to show up. They need this offense to be there. Because you know what? Scott, coming off a bad performance, I think has good stuff, and I expect him to bounce back. Severino's having a damn good year. Manaea is throwing the ball well. Besides having a couple games where he walks the ballpark, he's always seemed to make the pitch when he needs to make the pitch, and you trust the bullpen. Although Reed Garrett hasn't been as good, and Ottavino's had some moments in the last couple of games, you've had relievers breaking stuff in the dugout. For the most part, I trust the bullpen besides the closer position. You trust the rotation. This offense needs to wake up, and now is the time. It's no longer early. I understand, Met fans, you understand this. But it is now Memorial Day, and this is the longest homestand of the year. And you cannot start this, you cannot end May and start June with a losing 10-game homestand and fall further behind for under 500 than the 8 games you are now. It can't happen. This is an enormous stretch for the Mets. 7 games under 500. I knew I got that wrong.